shouting loud hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes, I lift up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear.
Holy Ghost, you are me again. You are me in my life. But Jesus found, hallelujah, found a sheep that was strayed. But his loving,
but his loving
comes around me. Put me again to
His way.
Alleluia. Complete in Him, I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him, I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Go on. Send that fire, that Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Burning in my soul, Holy Ghost on fire, Holy Ghost on fire, and take us the fire, fire burning, fire burning in my soul, fire burning in my soul, Holy Ghost on fire. Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is so difficult. The old I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything to ask for? Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask for? Is there anything to ask for? Done. I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. And in the blood of Jesus, my life has been done. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. Yes. My life has been made whole. My life. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. There is no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen carefully, beloved. The life of a man can be considered as a clock. It's wound in the beginning of life. You wind it in the beginning of life, and it starts running. Tick, 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 tick. The person who winds it in the beginning is the hand of the Almighty God. And it starts ticking away. But at any point in the ticking away of the clock, the enemy of man may come and stop the clock. The place where the enemy stopped the clock of many, that is where they began to notice stagnancy. Some, the enemies attack the clock. Takes away the batteries. The battery that runs the clock is taken away, and the clock stops. Many businesses will be running well. The enemy goes to stop the clock. You need to pray some prayers here tonight for any destiny clock that has been stopped to resume activity right now. The point at which the clock was manipulated, we command it to begin to operate again. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Say, powers! Stopping the clock of my destiny. Can I hear your voice roaring like thunder? There is a man at the back there who needs to shout this loud. In the name of Jesus. Yes, deal with the destiny stopping powers. Bakatende kayebo shenteraba. Ribo piali katanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, thou clock of my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Become unstoppable. Aha. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Can the sisters shout it again loud? Let me hear the brothers roaring like fire. Everybody together now. Bakatendeka. Open your mouths and pray now, everybody. Command them to become unstoppable. The enemy will not stop your destiny. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord turned to those powers, said, why do you want the soul that should not die to die? Why do you make their souls to fly? Can you shout this loud and clear? Unconscious bondage. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Reapali katandaka. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. That person over there, that witchcraft spat on you. Somebody with that spirit spat on you. And since then, they stop your clock. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken forever. Father, we thank you for tonight. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we're looking at the mystery of the hand. The mystery of the hand. This is the hand like this. The mystery of the hand. There are so many things that God has created that are coded with messages that man does not understand. The Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens themselves have messages that they declare. We want to look at one powerful area tonight, which should drive us into some prayers here tonight. If the Lord has arranged for you to be here tonight, I must congratulate you. He must have a reason for bringing you here. Now listen very carefully. Your ear. Okay, say my ear. Represents my glory. My eyes represents my vision. My head represents my destiny. My chest represents my soul. My belly button represents my inheritance. My legs represents my dominion and possession. My hands represents my labor and service. Don't forget that. The ear represents your glory. Do you understand that one? The eyes, they represent your vision. The head represents your destiny. That is a symbol of your destiny. The belly button, that place where you separated from your mother, represents your inheritance. Your legs
represents your dominion and your possession. Your hands represents your service and labor. Your chest represents your soul. Do you understand? Is there anybody who can say that the way I said it? Let's go. My head. Amen. Now we want to go into some scriptures. About seven scriptures or so. It is from these seven scriptures I want to put together what you want to pray about tonight. After offering some small explanation. In Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10. I read from verse 12. Isaiah 10, 12 and 13. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed this whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his eye looks. For he said, by the strength of my hand I have done it. By the strength of my hand I have done it. That is why the man will be punished. In Isaiah chapter 25, verse 11, and he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim, and he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. Note that too. Isaiah 37, verse 27. Isaiah 37. 2:7. Therefore, their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as the corn blasted before it be grown up. Note that one too. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. Woe unto him that strife with his maker. Let the poor strive with the poor eyes of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou? Or thy work? He hath no hands. No hands. Isaiah 49:16. Behold, I've graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy words are continually before me. I've graven thee upon the palms of my hands. So God writes on palms. Writes on palms. Please note that too. Now in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 7. Verse 27. The king shall mourn. And the prince shall be clothed with desolation. And the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. The hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way. According to their desire will I judge them. And they shall know that I am the Lord. The hands can be troubled. In Micah chapter 2, verse 1. Micah 2, 1. You find Micah after Jonah. Micah chapter 2, verse 1. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it. Because it is in the power of their hand. Understand that one too. Now in the popular Psalm 144. Psalm 144 verse 1. Psalm 144 verse 1. It says this. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. It teacheth my hands to war, that means strategy, and my fingers to fight, meaning tactics. Now we've read these scriptures. Let me now put some information together for you, so you have a good idea where we're going tonight. In scripture, biblically and in the dictionary and encyclopedia of heaven, hand signifies power. Hand signifies authority. Hand signifies self-confidence. When the Bible says short of hands, it means no power. When the Bible says hath no hands, it means no power. That's why the laying on of hands on people is a very powerful principle indeed. That laying on of hands is for communication, for reception, and for transfer. The laying on of hands, a powerful principle. But it is a doctrine even in the New Testament Christianity. Through the hand, there is expressed the love of doing. He wants to do, so he will use his hand to do it. It's through the hand you form something for use. Also through the hands you communicate. All the working strength of the body is exerted by the hands. Skill and wisdom of the body is also exerted by the hands. Every employment, no matter the name of that employment, has its own peculiar motions to which the hands must be trained. Whatever profession it is, they train your hands. If you're a tailor, they train your hands. If you're a pilot, a driver, they train your hands. If you studied microbiology like I studied, they would train your hands how to deal with them. So by training the hands acquire skill and deftness. So the human hand now, as a creation of the Almighty, is full of symbolic meanings. God, the Almighty, in His wisdom, made each hand a unique identity. Nigerians are said to be very clever at doing anything wrong. For example, now when they knew that many of the embassies are taking fingerprint. You know, some people actually try to use a small acid to confuse their fingerprint so it will change. But that still will show that the thing has been altered. So God the Almighty made these hands to be of unique identity. Your hand is different from the hand of everybody in this church. That's why no two sets of fingerprints are ever the same. Even in identical twins, the fingerprints are different. Every hand, God has made it to have 5 fingers. The number of grace. 5 is the number of grace. And there are always 2 hands to help each other, one to help another. And there are almost 10 fingers in that hand, representing the number of law and establishment. There are 10 commandments in the Bible. And if you look at the joints of the hands, all the bones making up the hands, there are 15 joints in this hand. Number 15 in scripture represents covering. So God is passing a message. Whether it's clear or not, it's another story. The hands are used for all our manual labor. All the writing, the painting, the feeling, the touching is done by the hand. And if you open your hand, right on that palm, you find a lot of strange lines. They look similar in everyone, but they have strange variations. There are symbols of crosses, pits, small holes, mounds like small mountains, spots, circles, half circles, all these on the palm. I know that there are many people here who have not bothered one day to look at those palms very well. Maybe what these lines that are here, something must be talking here. God's gifts and special talents for each one is recorded in the hands. Job, the first book of the Bible, has this to say in Job 37, verse 7. I'm taking this slowly so that you understand what we're saying here. Job was the first book in the Bible. In Job 37, verse 7, he said, "He sealeth up the hands of every man." Job 37:7, that all men may know his work. The hands of every man, God put a seal on it. Seal. There is a seal in that's your handle. So God's gifts or special talents for you is recorded in those hands. God set his seal on the hand of every man. The seal that God sets on the hands of every man are the fingerprints, which are uniquely different from each individual. So God creates the hand and places a stamp on the palm of our hands. Your stamp is different from my own. It's different from the hand of the person sitting close to you. It's different from everyone in this world, having billions and billions of people. And those major large lines you see in your palm, they are formed during pregnancy. And so as you study scripture, when you find the Bible says to fill the hand, it means to consecrate. If you see the Bible say to put his hand onto, it means to commence to do that thing. If you read the Bible say to stretch out the hand, it means to start doing something for or against that thing. When the Bible says to shake the hands, it means to defy. To lay hands upon the head. It's talking about blessing or curses, as the case may be. When the Bible says it's smitten, you smite together the hands, or you clap your hands. Then this means you are triumphant, you are happy, and you are rejoicing. If he says to lift up the hand, it's a sign that the person is making an oath. So you find all this in scripture. To put the hand to the mouth, in the case silence in scripture. To hide or bury the hand in a dish, it means to be lazy. So the Bible knows the importance of these hands. Where are we going tonight? If God opens your eyes in the spirit realm, you will see all kinds of spiritual problems. In fact, to be quite honest with you, one begins to see the wisdom of God in not opening the eyes of people to see too much into the spirit realm. If some people can see into the spirit realm, let's assume they land in the marketplace and God opens your eyes in that marketplace. I want to give you one assurance. You not eat again. Because some people in that market, they are sitting inside the thing where they are selling the gari. Some are there upside down. Some, they say they are cutting meat in the market. When you begin to see the hand of babies they are cutting in the spirit realm, be surprised. Some that are selling the palm oil, it's blood they are just pouring from place to place. If God opens your eyes. So this is why the Bible says, since there is nothing you can do about that one, once you get the food, pray on it. So you are endangering your life when you just throw something into your mouth. After chewing it, you say, bless this food for Christ's sake in Jesus' name. When it is already in your mouth, half of it you have swallowed it. And you are not praying on the one that is remaining in the mouth. Trouble. The Bible has recommended that to us. And you may even say, if the market of Nigeria is that bad and the market is that polluted, me, I will buy my food in the supermarket. That one is even worse than the market. Because that place you are going to, they are bringing meat from South Africa. They are bringing goat from Zambia. They are bringing apple from somewhere else. They are bringing pepper from somewhere else. From wherever they are bringing them, pollution has followed them to the supermarket. For this, God does not want to open too many eyes. If God opens the eye of some people, they will carry cutlass and begin to pursue their husband, their wife, their mother, their father. But if God opens your eyes in the spirit realm, you will see all kinds of spiritual problems. One of the pain of the prophet is that he sees things. And the Lord said, keep quiet. I didn't ask you to talk. Just pray. So you just pray. Some come. They're already carrying a coffin on their head. But they can't see it. They don't understand. So when you begin to pray against the spirit of death, say, man of God, am I going to die? Why are you praying like that? Some come. Somebody is following them. Somebody is following them. Say, somebody followed you here. Say, no, sir. I came alone. He couldn't see it. So the spirit realm is a very strange place. Strange place. If God opens the eye of some people, they will never follow anybody to the cemetery to bury the dead again. Because immediately they enter through the door, out of the cemetery. They have their own welcoming team. They are welcome. And they'll mix with the crowd and be going about. And they'll be dressing like them. But you don't know. Amen. So if God opens your eyes, you'll find people with strange marks on their bodies. Find people with evil load on their head. You see people looking so beautiful, so nice physically, but in the spirit realm, they are haggard, dirty, and smelly. The spiritual world is a strange place. And that's why A lot of prophets, they look at things and they shake their head. They take strange decisions. And you wonder, why is he taking these kind of strange decisions? He's seen what you did not see. In the spirit realm too, if you begin to look at people's hands, you find strange things. This is where we are going today. The Bible makes us to understand there are 16 uses of this hand. 16 uses. In the book of Genesis chapter 48, the hand was an instrument to impart blessing. Jacob said, bring the children, and he lays hands upon them. He crossed his hands, transferring the blessing of one person to the other with the hands. Beloved, you think about it. What kind of awesome power is in the hand that somebody can take a person's blessing, move it across? That's why you need special prayer here today. If a strange prophet had laid hands on your head, or in the place you are going to before, he said, kneel down, my daughter. Chim ba 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 ba, and they put under your head. You need to pray today. Sometimes when I heard that she mama mama, I say, why is mama mama? What has madam done? Why they say mama mama? You need to pray. That singular hand that landed on your head can conclude your destiny forever. All these are our ceremonies where people who have no access to your head, they are putting hand on your head. That's part of why we are behind. A source of serious trouble. Two, in Exodus chapter 17, hands were used as instrument of prevailing prayer. As far as they lifted up the hands of Moses, victory was coming. When that hand became weak, defeat came. So that hand raised up as strange powers for victory. If you are following me, shout hallelujah. If you are still following me, shout hallelujah. Okay, if you are following me, how many uses of the hands have I told you now? What is number one? Number two, instrument of prevailing prayer. Number three, in Leviticus 16, hands are used to transfer sin. They transfer sin. God said they should lay hands on a goat and confess the sins of all the Israelites on the head of the goat. And after the confession of the sin on the head of the goat, they shall allow the goat to go into uninhabited wilderness, thereby carrying their sins away. Meaning that through the hand, sin can be transferred. Sin can be transferred. Sin can be transferred. I said, excuse me, sir. The man did not do anything with me. He didn't do anything. No, please don't let them deceive you. He didn't do anything. He was just using his finger to rub my body and to rub my breast. He has transferred already. Four. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, hands are used to impart wisdom. To impart wisdom. In Psalm 134 and Psalm 141, hands are used for worship. Hands are used to worship. That's why that song writer says, I will lift up my hands and worship the Lord. Seven. Good. Follow me. Six. Hands are used, according to Matthew 19:13, to bless children. The parents brought their children to Jesus that he might lay his hands upon them. I pray for you tonight. May Jesus lay his hands upon your head. Your amen is not loud enough. Your amen is not loud enough. Seven. In Numbers 27, hands are used to impart spiritual authority. To impart spiritual authority. Eight. In Mark 16:18, hands are used for healing. Said, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Sometimes people wonder, in mountain of fire, why does Jesus say, stretch your hand, put the hand on your head? It's because of what I'm telling you tonight. Sometimes I say, slap that head. Because when you slap that head, the power of God in that hand forcefully into your body. Amen. This is what I told you now. Number nine. In Acts chapter 6, verse 6, hands are used for ordination, to ordain people into ministry. In Acts chapter 13, this is number 10. Acts 13, hands are used to send out missionaries. Send out missionaries. Number 11. In Acts chapter 8 and chapter 19, hands are laid on people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lay hands on you. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit as a result of the laying of hands. Number 12. In Acts chapter 14, hands are laid for miracles to happen. In Galatians 2:9, number 13, the Bible talks about right hand of fellowship. Use the hand to welcome somebody into fellowship. 14. In 1 Timothy 2:8, hands are used for adoration and worship. Hands. 15. In 1 Timothy 4:14, hands are used to impart spiritual gifts. To impart spiritual gifts. 16. In 2 Timothy 1:6, hands are used to stir up spiritual gifts. To stir up spiritual gifts. That's why the Bible gave this warning. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Timothy 5:22 is a very scary passage. It's very scary. 1 Timothy 5:22. Say, lay hands suddenly on no man. Neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Meaning that by laying hands on some people, you can become a partaker of their sin. By laying hands on some people, you yourself can be infected with all kinds of spirits. Now, in the spirit realm, since the hand is that powerful, and the devil knows the hand is powerful, the devil has designed so many methods so men will not sit down to take the Bible and begin to study their hands. The first person to put things on anybody's palm and to read it is God himself. It's only God that can read what he has stamped on this hand. So somebody say he can read your palm and he's reading it. It's a lie. So the devil now introduced palmistry, horoscope, all those things to confuse men so that they will be misled. I was in the center of London many years ago when I was a student in a place in London called Hammersmith. I saw a long queue of people. In that marketplace, I saw a long queue of people. So I was curious. So I went to the front of the queue. And I found that they were queuing before one short old woman who was collecting one penny. And the woman has a crystal ball placed on the table. These people queuing up did not know what a crystal ball looks like. This is a mixture of white people, black people, Indian, or the queue there. Asians, all kinds of people. The woman was looking at the crystal ball and reading their palms. She was collecting one penny from them. So I went there. I opened my mouth in wonder. Because I used to think that a witch doctor, all those things, they don't come out like this. Only in Africa it happens. At that time, a white lady brought a palm. So you see this line, that is your life. So you see that five lines are crossing that big line. It means that you are going to marry five times. And you could see that the last line, that number five line, there's another line crossing it. It means that last husband too shall die. So, do you now see this line that is going from this place to this place that is very short, it's not tall? Yeah, we consider the line is a bit fat, it's not thin. It means you are going to be very rich, but because the line is not long, you are going to die young. And the white lady was smiling. I said, did you hear what she said? You are smiling. Reject it in Jesus' name. They were all looking at me like this. Who is this one? They did not understand what I was saying. That's the work of the devil. In the spirit realm then, several things can go wrong with the hand spiritually. One, the hand can be wounded. Two, the hands can have holes in them. So no matter how much money the person gathers, is wasted. Three, the hands can be disfigured. Four, the hands can be defiled or polluted. Five, the hands can be inside cobwebs, a large mass of cobwebs. Whatever such people do, never work. Six, the hands may have evil rings, particularly wedding rings from spirit husbands or spirit wives. Seven, there could be handcuff. This handcuff will be in the hands, but the person is freely moving the hand. You won't feel it too. 8, the hand can be chained. 9, it could be painted in strange color. 10, it could be stained with blood. That's how prophets know women who have aborted. By the time they come, you will see blood in their hands in the spirit realm. 11, dark gloves on the hand. So the person will be walking, but he won't enjoy the benefits. 12, it could be tied with a rope. 13, it could be unprofitably occupied. The person will just be using the hand to be doing some useless things. 14, a dark surgery could have taken place in that hand. 15, it could have been exchanged. 16, could have been transferred. You find that the hands are not regular, they are not the same. The arms of a small boy on the arm of a man is a strange thing indeed. 17, could be manipulated. The fingers will just be moving in a strange way. 18, could be cursed. 19, in the spirit realm, the hands could be glued together. Glued. The person, such people are not generally able to put anything good together. 20, the hands can be covered with sin or iniquity. 21, the hands can be weak and powerless. 22, the hands can be sick. 23, the hands may be disfigured. They've cut off the fingers. 24, sometimes you see people's hands eaten up by strange insects. 25, sometimes you find skin diseases on the hands. 26, sometimes you find the hands very slippery, very slippery. Anything you put there will just be dropping down. 27, there is the elastic hands. It will be drawing like rubber, which is not normal. 28, there is the hand with the abnormal size. A giant hand on a small hand. 29, boils on the hand. 30, paralysis of the hands. 31, the hands may be stinking and smelling. 32, vibration, just vibrating, can't be stable in anything. 35, you can find unstable hands, restless hands. 34, you can find hands that are folded at the back, just folded at the back. 35, you can find hands with claws, like vulture claws, so claws. And those hands are not able to do anything. 36, blackened hands, as if the hand is charcoal. 37 is the bandage hands. And 38 is hands where you don't see any mark on the palm, is wiped off. 39, rotten and decaying hands. And 40, hands with pins attached. Pin is attached. When the hand is like this, and there is a problem with the hands, it affects your labor, it affects your service, it affects what you have to do. Our ancient fathers understand the power of the hand. And that's how sometimes they give somebody an evil handshake. And through that handshake, the life is polluted forever. The way out of all this, beloved, is to first of all ensure that you make God your friend. 2 is to ensure that you are not living in any known sin. And then 3 is to wage the kind of war we are about to start waging now. And that is where we are going here tonight. I've tried in a matter of minutes to scratch the surface of a deep topic. Because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are qualified for breakthroughs, but because of bondage of the hands, they can't possess it. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Well, you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, surrender your life to Jesus tonight so that you can fight a good warfare. Wherever you are here tonight. Say, Pastor, I want my hands to be delivered, but I'm not born again. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar here. Find a way to the altar. Now, the hour has come.
If you pray the prayers of tonight and you lose your voice, but your hands are delivered, you have made a good bargain. But if you keep quiet, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. So right there where you are, the first thing I'd like you to do is this. Lay your own right hand upon your own head and decree upon your life the way you like yourself. Decree upon your life like this. Fire of the God of Elijah! Come into my mouth! Can I hear you shouting that? Your voice is not loud enough. Make your voice roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that. Receive that fire now. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, bring out your two hands together. And from that, your mouth. You are going to begin to blow upon your hand. You have asked the fire of the God of Elijah to enter into your mouth. Now you apply that fire from your mouth to your hands. You begin to blow upon that hand. As you blow upon that hand, if the hand is shaking, don't worry. If the hand is hot, don't worry. Just keep blowing that fire. Something is about to happen now. Begin to blow it. Blow it. Blow it. Aha. Yes. Every pollution of the hand, every evil spiritual weathering upon the fingers, as you are blowing it, you are blowing fire. 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 Something is happening over there. Something is happening over there. Yes, the serpent in the hand. It's jumping out. It's jumping out. Blow it again. Blow, blow, blow it. Things are still happening. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may put the hand down now. Say, any power assigned to redraw the map of my hand. Can you shout that again? Death! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Every curse upon my hand. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, glory! Assigned to my hands. Wake up! In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, wash my hand. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Holy Ghost fire, incubate my heart. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and call on the Holy Ghost fire. Jesus' name we pray. Every yoke upon my hand, break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Break it. Break it. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Three things. Say, dustbin agenda for my hand. Poverty agenda for my hand. Bad luck agenda for my hand. Dustbin agenda for my hand. Poverty agenda for my life. Bad luck agenda for my hands. Can I hear you shouting that? Let your voice roar. Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Evil hand laid upon my head, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, beloved. Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you pray this next prayer and you lose your voice and it happens, it's worth it. Say, virtues stolen from my hands. You will now raise up your face. We say, come In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy of our Lord, all the days of our Lord, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.